Well, good morning, everyone, and I hope you had a great weekend. I'm Pastor John Fowler from the Winfield campus of the Pulse, and excited about this week and about what God is doing. And I'd like to do the show a little bit earlier, but I couldn't quite get it all together because I had a lot of stuff going on this morning. And so, but we're here now, and we're going to spend about a half hour with you, and I just pray that we have a good time together. What we're going to do is we're going to recap my sermon from Sunday, and you can get that sermon on YouTube, and you can also get the sermon on our Facebook page, The Pulse in Gassaway. So we want to hear from you today. We're going to talk about finances a little bit today and how you can be blessed and how God can change things around, and I'm just living proof of that, and I'm pretty excited about being able to tell you about it. Today is Monday, the 10th of August, and it's going to be a warm day, but it's going to be a great day. And I just pray that you have a good agenda today on what God is and the plans that He has for you. So we know it is to prosper you. That's what the Word of God says, that He wants to prosper you. What are they saying here? Let me see here if we're not on. There we are. They were saying that Facebook was saying that we weren't on there, but yeah, we are on there. So just want to give everybody just a couple of minutes to get on and get set. Hope you have your Bibles with you because we're going to go over some scripture. And I encourage you to share this message. Go ahead and share it live if you like. Get it out there. We did a couple things yesterday in our church service. We were able to go ahead and record and do live John Sandy's Connect Group, which come out really good. And so you can catch that on Facebook and YouTube as well. So we're pretty excited about that. And we went to the third anniversary of our Winfield campus, which was up in Putnam County. So we were really glad and excited about the third anniversary. And I'll tell you some things as we get to the end of the program today. Appreciate those that have joined us on Google Play as well as Spotify and also on podcast today. And the title of the message that I preached yesterday was How to Become Blessed So That You Can Be a Blessing. And let's just spend a minute in prayer here. Father, I just pray that today you'll just open people's hearts. And Father, I just pray that you free people from debt. And Father, we glorify you for that. And we just pray that you'll help this series, Father, to be a blessing to people. And we thank you for it and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. So if you have a question, feel free to get in on it with us, and we'll talk about some things. But the title of the message was How to Become Blessed So That You Can Be a Blessing. And we're going to go a little bit deeper this week. The average American person has $90,460 worth of debt. $90,460 worth of debt. A lot of that could be a house. Could be cars, it could be credit card debt. One of the worst things that you could ever have is credit card debt, because the banks are making so much money on you because of the credit card debt, because you have to have it now. You got to have it now, and you've got to kind of outgrow that mentality. Yes, you know, it's good to have a credit card to in case of emergency, or if you're booking a flight, or I think now you have to have a credit card to be able to book a car, you know, so if you're going to do that. So you need that, but you don't have to have a whole bunch of them. And what you need to do is be sure to pay those off at the end of every month. And I'm in the middle of debt reduction right now within our home, because we're wanting to get completely out of debt. We want the Winfield campus is completely out of debt, and we're going to pray and get the school out of debt, and we're believing God for the church to be out of debt as well. And you say, well, how are you going to get out of debt? So how are you going to get out of debt with the school? And how are you going to get out of debt with the church? Well, I'll show you. Hope you have your Bibles, and I want to go over some scriptures with you. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, in the King James Version, it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him." And so that's the key, and that's what I was preaching on yesterday, and I really encourage you to go back and listen to the message, because it will help tie everything together. I'm going to do part two next Sunday, the Lord's will, and the correct don't rise, as they say. So what happens is, for us to be a blessing, for us to be blessed so that we can bless others, we have to be in a place of faith where that we can please God, but we are rewarded for them that diligently seek him. So, you know, not only do you want to get your finances under control, but also you want to get your spiritual life under control, because these two things work together. It's really an awesome, thought. So, well, how do those two work together? Well, if we diligently seek the will of the Lord, then he's going to help us, and I'm going to show you over in Deuteronomy chapter 28 later on in the broadcast how you can do that. So let me just kind of give you some history. All right, so I spent 19 years in banking. I was a VP of a bank, and I left 2 years ago this month. And so trying to figure out life and trying to figure out the churches and the daycare and the school and trying to figure out how to do all this. Because, you know, there's just so much. I mean, you're VP of a bank, and you've got 42 employees that you take care of, but then you have a church, and you have a second campus, but Pastor Jay Mace does a great job of taking care of that and all that. But then we have a school, and then we have a daycare. So it was just hard to balance everything and to give the job the time that it needed as well. So, you know, we stepped out on faith, and had to, really, and became full-time in ministry. And so once I was trying to figure it out, you know, there were times that, you know, I was going out, and I was doing Uber, and I was doing Lyft, and I was doing Instacart till, you know, the retirement and all that would get in line. So I met a lot of great people, and we helped a lot of people. But then it came to the point, well, I needed to really, you know, concentrate on the churches, so, and concentrate on the ministry of the Pauls. So if we don't have faith, it's impossible to please him, number one, but also we have to understand that if we will become diligently seeking him as an individual in Christ, then we are going to be blessed. Let me give you the word diligently. It means to be constant in effort and accomplish something. And that's what we want to do. So, I don't know, you can maybe driving down the road right now listening to this, or you're watching it in your home, how many people want to be blessed? And everybody's hands should go up that you want to be blessed. I want to be blessed. So, what do you do? I encourage people to know the voice of God. You know, God can speak to you however way he wants to, because he's God. He can speak to you in an audible voice. He can speak to you through his word. He can speak through somebody else to get your attention. I mean, God can do a lot of things to get your attention. So, but I want to encourage you to start praying over all of your investments. Start praying over all of your finances. Pray over the things that you're going to buy. Because let me tell you something. There's been times in my life that I haven't prayed over things that I bought, and it didn't turn out very well. There's times that I would buy a stock on the stock market, and man, the stock would just tank right after I bought it. I always told people, I said, you know, I'll let you know when I buy a stock, and so that make sure you don't buy it, because it's going to go out, it's going to go down. And so, I mean, you just have to be so careful about how you do those things. So God cares about your money. He talks about money more in the Bible than you can ever imagine. But you can always tell that if God has your heart, he has your pocketbook. He has your pocketbook and your spending and your tithing and your offerings, because God is wonderful. You know, Andy Stout, a guy in our church one time, one of our leaders in our Gassaway campus, said, "God, you're so gracious that you allow us to keep 90% of what we make." And so, which means that we tithe 10 cents of every dollar is what a 10% tithe is. And so for us to be financially blessed so that we can help others to be blessed, we have to diligently seek the will of the Lord. I shared a story yesterday, and I don't mind to share the story. I'm part of the Braxton County Flight Club up in Braxton County, West Virginia, and I flew 30 years ago, and I quit, and then got back into it about 3 years ago, and started flying again. Well, we had a club plane, Cessna 150. I flew that plane for all my lessons and all my cross countries and all that. And so the club was deciding to want to sell the plane, and I was thinking, oh man, this is just horrible. So they'd offered it to me, and I've just left banking and was trying to figure out how much I was going to make every month and all this, and they gave me 90 days to decide on being able to buy the plane. And I told them, I said, just don't want to do it right now. And so what I did was I prayed. I said, God, I said, I really feel like ministry, you want me to be able to fly back and forth. And I'm not talking about an elaborate airplane. I'm talking about $18,000 airplane, a Cessna 150. It's a 1963 model. It's in great shape, and it's a wonderful plane. It's not like a Learjet, flying across the country on tithing money. I don't do that. So what happened was I prayed a prayer, and I said, God, I said, I just pray in the name of Jesus that you work this out, because it's $170 to rent an airplane with fuel in it, per hour. And I'm thinking, man, So about a half hour after I prayed, the president of the flight club called me, Don Reynolds, and he said, I don't want to sell that airplane. He said, I don't want to sell that airplane. I said, I'd like to keep that airplane, and I'd like for you and me to buy it together. So we bought a $18,000 airplane for $7,000, $3,500 a piece. And what a blessing. What a blessing to be able to do that. And so, I was in that meeting, and they were voting to do it, and I didn't know how much it was going to cost until he told us, how much it was. And, I mean, my mouth just dropped. I said, we're buying an $18,000 airplane for $3,500 a piece. So I can fly it anytime I want to, and it's just really awesome. And so I went and borrowed a little money, to get it paid off, and start paying on it, $150, $149 a month, So I was telling the church yesterday that I'm believing God that I'll be able to pay off, because I only owe like $1,400 on it, so I'm going to pay it off this week. And I am so excited about doing that. I've paid a $10,000 loan off that I had, a bunch of doctor bills and different things that I compiled into one loan, because they were just all over the place from years ago. Got rid of those. I paid off my Crusher 300 that I have, and I paid off our Toyota Corolla 2015 model. Last payment is this month on it. And so I'm real excited about that. Well, here's the key. I want to be totally debt-free. I don't ever want to have to go into a bank and do a loan ever again. I want to believe God to be able to pay off everything. So if you have more month at the end of the money, you really need to listen to this, because I think that this can help you, because I've been there. Many other people have been there, and God is faithful. God is so faithful, but you have to diligently seek him. So number one, what I want to encourage you to do is pray over your purchases. Pray over your purchases. Now, are we praying over buying a $8 coffee cup? You could. If you feel God wants you to start doing that, because a lot of $8 stuff adds up. I always got a big kick out of our son. If you give our son $20, he was real good about saving that $20 and using your money for everything. Our daughter, you give her $20, she wanted to go to the dollar store, and she'd blow it. And so, but now both of them are doing very well in saving money and being able to do what they need to do. So I'm thankful for that. So we want our church debt free so that we can be a blessing. I want my home paid for so we can be a blessing to others. Because here's the thing, and here's what Satan does. He gets people so burdened in debt that they can't give because everything that they have is going to their payments that they have. So by me just paying off $10,000 worth of loans, paying off a car, paying off an airplane, that's $400. That's $400. Then so you start taking that money and you sow a seed on it, but then on top of that means, you know, you're tithing because you're able to give a little. And then on top of that, you take that money and you start, because you've already got it free, and you don't say, well, you know, I've got that money free now, so I've got more money, so I can go buy something else. No, 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 don't do that. Start paying on your credit cards. Highest interest credit card, highest balance credit card, start paying that down. So now I can take that $400 a month and start paying on something else to be able to get rid of that. If not, it's a vicious cycle. Look, I spent 19 years in banking. I know how this works. And the key is to put people in debt because the shareholders, employees don't make huge money unless you're really at the top. But and then the interest, man, the interest is just absolutely crazy on some things. So you want to get debt free. I don't want to ever have to borrow money ever again. And I'm really believing God that he'll help me to not be able to do that. So so we need to diligently seek the Lord. What do you mean that we need to do diligently seek him? Well, we need to pray more. We're not praying like we should over our investments, over the things that we buy. We just go and we just think, well, I want to buy a boat, or I want to buy this, or I want to buy that, and start praying over those things. And I'm sure that, you know, the Lord will speak to you. You say, well, how do you know? Well, have you ever bought something and you just felt, just had a horrible feeling on it? And it's like, man, I wish I wouldn't have done that. Well, you probably shouldn't have done that, but you did it anyway. And now you're stuck with it. And so pray over your cars that you buy. Pray over your house that you're going to buy. Pray over your timeshare if you're buying a timeshare. I think because of the coronavirus, some things have really got cheap. You know, people are selling things and people are getting rid of things. And so, you know, you may be able to find some really great deals out there. So, but you want to pay cash. You want to believe God for it, and you want to pay cash for as much of that as you possibly can. You say, well, how do you believe God for it? I'll get to that later on in the week. Not going to hold you very long. I'm Pastor John Fowler from the Pulse Church in Gassaway, and this is the morning edition of the Pulse WV Live. I hope you caught the talk show on Friday. Facebook didn't take it off, so we are on there, and we have actually been able to boost it all over the world, so we're getting response from that. So, but God wants us debt-free. He wants us debt-free. Totally, as Vince says, totally debt-free. Hey, Christina and Enoch over in Colombia, South America, Medellin. I hope you all are doing well. And I'd love to come back to Medellin once this coronavirus gets gone so that we can come down and do some ministering. Sandy, what are you doing up there in Gassaway? And Jesse Wood, good to see you out there. Missed you all past couple weeks. Hope you're doing well. I'm just recapping my sermon from Sunday, how to become blessed so that you can be blessed. As I said before, $90,460 is what the average debt is for an individual. Well, I'll get into tithing later on in the week because this thing never ends. Okay, listen to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And this is the blessing part. This is the first part. How do you become blessed? And remember, it's diligently seeking the Lord. Deuteronomy 28:1, it says, and it shall come to pass that it shall hearken, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and observe and do all his commandments, which I have commanded thee this day, that the Lord God will set thee on high above all the nations and all the earth. Hey, that sounds like a pretty good gig, doesn't it? He's going to set you up. He's going to set you up. He's going to bless you. But you have to diligently hearken his voice, the voice of the Lord. See, what you have to understand, and this is so good, is that we are not our own. We are not our own. We belong to him. When we accept Jesus Christ into our life, when we've asked him to forgive us of our sins, and we become a Christian, we become a Christ follower, we become born again, and and we're saved, that means there is a supernatural transformation that takes place to where your spirit and his spirit intertwine, talking about God's spirit. God lives inside of you. He lives inside of you. That's what's so exciting, is that we have a God that lives inside of you. I think I said that like three times. But I want you to really get that inside of you, because if we diligently learn his voice through the Word of God, seeking his face, you know, don't just buy things on impulse. I made a comment about this. You know, when the coronavirus first started and people started buying all the food up, and they started buying toilet paper, and they started buying all these things. Hey, Holly, hope you're having a great day. It's good seeing you all yesterday. And Tracy, good to have you today. And see, what happens is people went out and they started buying toilet paper and all this thing during the coronavirus. Here's my question. Did the Holy Spirit tell you to go out and buy all that toilet paper, or did you buy it out of fear? Because let me tell you something. God has not given us the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy tells us that, 1:7, that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. So we're not supposed to be fearful. So probably a lot of you still have a bunch of toilet paper at your house that you bought for the coronavirus, and now that's enough of that. So anyway, you've got to learn the voice of the Lord. My sister, Kathy, hey, what are you doing? Hope you're having a good day. Good seeing you all yesterday in church as well. When it comes to diligently seeking the voice of the Lord, do you really know his voice? Do you know when he speaks? You know, our mom has been gone 7 years. Do I still remember, almost working on 8 years, do I still remember her voice? Sure, I do. Do I know my wife's voice? Do I know my children's voice? Yes. Why? Because I spend time with them. Well, here's the key. You know the voice of people that you spend time with, but if you never spend time with God, if you never have fellowship with him, then how are you going to know his voice? Well, that's why we're meeting. That's why we're having prayer at 8:00 every night, and we encourage you to join us, because there's two things that I believe Christians lack. Number one is what we're doing right now, a Bible study, and number two, prayer time. So I'm covering you in both things. I'm giving you an excuse to be on your phone for 30 minutes and to be on the internet on Facebook for a half hour or so. But you want to get debt free, and that's what we're talking about today. The title of the message, we're just getting a little deeper into the sermon from Sunday. I encourage you to go back onto Facebook, Gasway, and watch the sermon from yesterday. But it's how to become blessed so that you can be a blessing. So we're talking about the part about being blessed. So the first part is, you've got to diligently seek the will of the Lord, for those that are joining. Hey, Danielle, hope you're doing all right, and appreciate all the ones that are joining us all the way from South America to around the world that we'll be boosting this to. So Vince says, the first episode iTunes in that you tuned in about debt and getting debt free, this is a sign. Yeah, it's a sign. It really is, because God wants us to be debt free so that we can be a blessing to others. Okay, the NIV version of Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1, it says this. It says, if you fully obey the Lord, your God, and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. Okay, so what are some of the things that he has commanded us to do? What God is wanting out of you and me is our heart and our obedience. If you go to tell a dirty joke that you have to run a disclaimer on and say, I'm going to tell you this joke, I probably shouldn't tell you, or it's not that bad. Well, if you have to say that right off the bat, it's not good and you shouldn't do it. Well, you say, well, what does that have to do with righteous living? Well, it has everything to do with righteous living. You know, what kind of TV shows do you watch? I know I'm out on a rant here, but I'll come back to it in a minute. I'm talking about obedience. This is what God wants. You know, what do you watch on TV? You know, my wife and I, we gave up rated R movies years ago because, you know, you don't need that kind of stuff in your spirit. You know, you need to monitor what your children are watching. You know, what your grandchildren are watching. Because there is subliminal things that Disney and all these other companies and places are adding into it that can absolutely brainwash a child. So you have to be real careful about what they're watching online. There was some kind of show that was on YouTube that one of our daycare students was watching one time, and it was just absolutely just horrible. Oh, my mom lets me watch that. And I'm thinking, well, you ain't watching it here. Pardon my grammar. But, you know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing what – so I encourage you to be careful what your children are watching. So here's the key. With the NIV version of Deuteronomy 28, I'm not going to get very far today, but that's okay. If you fully obey the Lord, well, there's the key. If we fully obey the Lord, then He is going to set us up on high above all the nations and up on all the earth. And verse 2 says this, "And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. And thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." Now, what does that mean? It's really self-explanatory. "And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee." God wants you to be blessed. He does not want you to be cursed. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to not want for anything. I will tell you this, and I'll get onto this later on in the week. If you're not a tither, and then God calls you basically, He calls you a thief. I didn't say it. I'll find the scripture, and that you're a thief. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to go to church with people that are thieves. I want to go to church with people that are obedient, that are listening to the Lord. Let me find this scripture here. Malachi. It's over in Malachi. And I think it's Malachi chapter 3. It's loading right now. Okay, let me give you the King James Version, Malachi 3:8. It says this, "Will a man rob God? Yet he has robbed me. But ye say, wherein we have robbed thee, in tithes and offerings." Well, you say, well, he's a preacher. He's trying to get in my pocketbook. No, I'm not trying to get in your pocketbook. I'm trying to get you to a place where you're blessed. I may bring John Sandy in later on during the week. He's retired now, sleeps still 1 or 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So, I mean, that'd be later on before I could get him. Let me give you another version here, the English Standard Version. It says, "Will men rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you in our tithes and offerings?" So you have to stop and think. Do 10% of whatever your salary is. People say, well, do I give before taxes or do I give after taxes? I give before. That's the way that we've always done it. And we've always done it that way. You can't outgive God. He's so faithful. But here's the key. Excuse me. Do you want to fully be blessed? So for you to be fully blessed, you have to be fully obedient. How you say, well, preacher, I'm a sinner. Well, if you're saved, you're not. You say, well, yeah, I am, because I sinned yesterday. Look, your spirit's perfect. Your spirit is perfect. It intertwines with God's spirit when you become a Christian. All right, the flesh. My mentor James Ashworth, he's in heaven now, but he always told me, he says, the flesh will sin every chance you give it. Every chance you allow it to, it'll sin. You can get angry, you can cuss, you can tell dirty jokes, you can look at horrible stuff online, you can do all that stuff. If you want to, you can do that. But that's not what God wants for you. He wants you to live the abundant life. He wants you to live the abundant life because He loves you and He cares for you. You say, well, why am I going through all this? Why am I going through this? Well, let me tread lightly here. Have you ever thought that maybe you brought a lot of that on yourself? See, we blame a lot of stuff on the devil. He didn't have anything to do with it. It was just you. And so what you have to do is you have to learn, and this goes for me too, got a finger and a thumb pointing back at me. Well, actually, yeah, I got a thumb pointing at you, or a finger pointing at you, and three fingers and a thumb back at me. You know, we have got to get our flesh under control, from our spending to our lustful thoughts, or to your greed, or to your hang-ups, wherever you're struggling, to get that under control. We can go into that later, because that's a whole different subject within itself. So all these things, all these blessings shall become yours and overtake thee. I would love to be overtaken by blessings. I don't know about you. If you don't want them, I'll take them. And if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. So I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you today to get in touch with God. Learn his voice. Know his voice. Ask him to speak to you so that you could learn his voice. How you learn that is by spending time with him, just like we're doing today, just spending a few minutes in God's word. Now you can say, if you're one of these checkoff people, you can say, well, I had my Bible study today with Pastor John, and I'm good to go. Well, prayer is tonight at 8, so I encourage you to be on the prayer call as well. You say, well, how to get on the prayer call? Go to the Pulse Gasway. There is a phone number and an access code. This is for anybody. Anybody that's on the call that has, anybody can join. And I encourage you to join, because what we do is we are praying. We are believing God. We're believing God to get us out of debt. We're believing God to kill this coronavirus so that we can move on in things. But look, we're in the end times. We're in the end days. This thing's winding up. And so I want to encourage you also to win souls for Jesus too. You have a family member that's going to hell, and you know they're going to hell, and you haven't told them, or you know they're going to hell, but you haven't told them. You need to tell them. Look, cut out all the stops, because I mean, time is short. If I was lost and nobody told me about Jesus, I mean, somebody's going to be held accountable for that. So you want to start praying for these people that need Jesus. Start praying for God to give you a plan to get out of debt. Now, if the rapture takes place, you don't have to worry about your debt, because it doesn't go with you. It doesn't go with you. So, I mean, but I'm not telling you to go up and run up your credit cards and sit around and eat chocolate all day and watch soap operas, because Jesus is coming. So that means you can just live the way you want. I'm not telling you that. What I'm telling you is to start diligently seeking God's face, his will for you. Because this is my desire for you. This is my desire for me. This is God's desire for us. How to become a blessing so that we can be a blessing. Well, I hope you have a great day. And thank you for watching. Please share the broadcast. And we've got other things on iTunes. And we've got them on Google Play as well as Spotify. So a lot of great things going on. Hey, if you're interested in our Christian school, before we go, Braxton County, Putnam County, West Virginia, the Pulse Christian Academy. The website will be launched in just a few days, and we're going to do a 4-day school week. It's called the University Plan, where you have English and math in the classroom, and then you take all the other classes that you need, and your electives would be online. You'd go to school 2 days a week and home 2 days a week. So it's a homeschool curriculum as well as classroom with educated teachers. So if you're interested in that, you can send me a message, or send Pastor Jay Mace a message on Messenger, or you can call the office at 304-364-4164, 304-364-4164, or info@thepulsechristianacademy.com, info@thepulsechristianacademy.com. Hope you have a great day, and thank you for watching the Pulse WV Live straight from Putnam County, West Virginia. Have a great day.